Every Woman is a feminist show that highlights the struggles, triumphs, and accomplishments of women and girls and the men who support them. Every Woman includes a rich intersection of female voices that represent a wide range of ethnicities, social and economic status, as well as political and spiritual beliefs, with the purpose to enact social, political, environmental, and economic change. The views and opinions expressed on Every Woman are those of the hosts and the guests and do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, KKFI staff, board, or management.
Yo, Sarah, I've been expecting and I'm readying myself to believe, receive, and deliver God's promises to the masses, fulfilling His purpose on my life. It is my prayer and hope for all who is listening that you do the same. Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2021. It's a new thing. I see Rachel, our engineer, up in there doing her finger snap. We got Fiona Nowling with us, who is co-producer and co-host. And greetings and Happy New Year to Una Nowling, our fellow co-host and producer. And, of course, always shout out to Rachel, who holds it down on the soundboard.
Una's joining us. She's got slight technical issues. I'm resending her the link for the Zoom, but she'll be on in a second. And Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. Una will be with us soon, folks, so hang on. So when I said, yo, Sarah, I just want to make sure y'all know what Sarah I'm talking about. This is Sarah Jakes Roberts, and she talks about God delivering His promise for your life. So as we are into the new year, I want you to be ready to receive and deliver what you have been hoping and believing for. So that's on its way. That's all I have to say on that. We're going to get into why we're here. I'm so excited. We have Trish Mitchell. Now, we've talked with Trish before on Every Woman. If you don't know, let me introduce you. Trish Mitchell is a nominee for People's Choice Award back in 2019 for Best Author. She's a mother, director, playwright, entrepreneur, and so much more. We're going to get into that so much more right after we introduce her. Welcome, Trish.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and it is great to be back on Every Woman. This is an amazing show, and I love what you guys do, so thanks so much for having me.
We're so happy to have you back. I remember the last time that we talked with you earlier, last year, you had a lot going on. You came out with your Ish eyewear. You were releasing new lines of the Go Baby Go wear, and a lot of the things that you do, and also Noah's Pals books. Do I have that right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, and folks, you heard me say that she's a playwright as well. But the reason why we're talking to you today is because you have a new magazine publication. And I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead and tell everybody what the name of it is.
I am so excited about this new venture. The name of the new magazine is called All Black Everything Magazine.
Yes. Why All Black Everything, Trish?
So All Black Everything Magazine was created to shine a spotlight on some of the black and brown people in our community that are doing amazing things. I'm sorry, that's my dog.
That's your little pooch. I see your little pooch on Facebook.
Yes. To shine a spotlight on black and brown people that are doing amazing things in our communities, small business owners, talent, songwriters, makeup artists, models. We've got the gambit of black and brown people in this magazine, even first responders, doctors, nurses, law enforcement I've interviewed, and they've got some really amazing things to say as it relates to civil unrest and some of the social injustice that we're seeing, as well as those on the front line for COVID-19. So this magazine covers a lot as it relates to black and brown people.
And you have said this publicly. This is not just your works. You had a co-editor and graphic designer, Angelo Wright Jr. So tell us how you two have did you two come up with this concept together?
Well, I have worked with Angelo before, just on some entrepreneurial type things. He's an amazing entrepreneur, and he's got an amazing company called Discover Your Design. And so when I thought of the concept, immediately I thought about him because he is so uplifting and so positive, and he's got some really great connections. And so when I presented the idea to him, he was on board 100%. And so he is somebody that has really, really great insight as it relates to the content, the layout, and as you indicated, graphic design. And so I'm super excited to be partnering with him. We're going to be meeting in a few days to finalize everything before we go to print. And we are super excited about the January 15th launch.
Awesome. And that's going to be over digital for the January 15th launch, right?
Yes, that is correct. So we will officially launch digitally on January 15th. And then 1 week following, we will have printed copies for those that would like to have a printed copy.
Awesome. I want to take it back as to why it was important for you to create a magazine that is all Black everything, and it covers basically all things Black. Why was it important for you to put that out for people to have access to?
That was important to me for a number of reasons. One, a lot of people don't know, but Black businesses are failing at about a 41% rate as it opposed to other businesses. And so it was important for me to shine a spotlight on Black businesses to help elevate their business, even if it's just a small amount. You never know who's going to see their ad in the magazine and need to utilize their services or buy their products. So it was really important for me to make sure that I was able to help support Black businesses. As a Black-owned business myself, I know the struggles that we face without COVID. And so with COVID, that just exacerbates the issues that Black business owners are facing. And so that's my little nugget to try and help. And then secondly, I feel it's really, really important to educate. Black people don't seem to know as much about COVID and how it affects the Black communities, what medical care looks like for African Americans, some of the risks associated just with being African American. And I wanted to make sure that I could use my platform to talk about some of those things and then share viewpoints from people on the front line, like law enforcement and those that are in the medical field, African American doctors and nurses, and allow them to give some input on that as well.
You know, since we're touching on COVID, and we faced a lot of challenges in 2020 that were just filmed, and I've heard you say that we've been brutalized for over 400 years. It's just now so it's being filmed with today's media. So I wanted to ask you, do you think that you will have an article, because this has been a controversy with the Black community of taking the vaccine or not to take a vaccine. Will you be having an article in your magazine about that?
We do touch a little bit on that, and we all know it's up to the individual as to whether or not they want to take the magazine. But I heard someone bring up a very valid point as it relates to that. When we have our children vaccinated, we don't ask any questions. In fact, we sometimes hold them down so that they can get these vaccines. And I think it's really important for people to do the research on it so that they can be informed. Don't just say you're not going to take the vaccine.
I got to stop you right there because we got to go back. I want you to say we don't even ask questions about the vaccine and how we hold our kids down. Go say that again for me, because I want to make sure that everybody is actually hearing and intaking that part.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been having our children vaccinated for years, and we don't ask questions about the vaccines. What is contained in the vaccine? What are some of the side effects of the vaccine? Are there any long-term effects from the vaccine? So what we do is we take our children in right on schedule, and we have them vaccinated without knowing exactly what's being put into their bodies. And so I feel like if we're going to take such a strong stand now on COVID, then we need to also be doing that at the time we're taking our kids into the doctor's office to be vaccinated, whether they want to or not, because they don't have a choice. We need to also be as educated about COVID. And so it's really, really important before we just say no because our friend said no or because grandma said no. You want to make sure that you are doing the research so you know exactly what's involved as much as you can with regard to the COVID vaccine. I'm one of those people that's never in my life had a flu shot. So and I've never gotten the flu. I believe there are ways that we can put good things into our body that can fight off a lot of this that we're seeing. Yeah, and so I told a friend of mine earlier, we don't have to have a can of Crisco on our stove because grandma had a can of Crisco on her stove. We can make some changes and we can treat our bodies the way it's supposed to be treated. And if we put good things into our bodies, your body will naturally ward off a lot of the things that people are dealing with in terms of sickness in the Black community. So that's just my little spiel on COVID.
Ooh, I am so looking forward to this. So these are some of the things that we can look for in all Black everything as far as health, wellness, models, artists. So these are the things that we can expect in all Black everything. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And so eventually we also want to get to the point where we talk a little bit about finances, because I think that's another really important thing that we need to address, and making sure people know what it's like to invest funds. Everybody's looking forward to their stimulus, and I don't know if they're wanting to just run out and spend it or if they've actually thought about or put some thought into investing and growing, making their money work for them and growing their money. So we also want to add things about that as well.
Ooh, you know, we need that to be like really in that February, because, you know, maybe the stimulus will be coming soon. So I want that information. It's not my magazine, but I would like for that everybody to have access to that information, because some of us in the Black community, and when I say us, I'm not necessarily speaking about myself. I'm speaking about us as a group. Some of us didn't learn about finances. So it's great to have that information as an adult and that youth can have access to. I know you have you have people that you have interviewed who have youth organizations like Joe Wiz and many other people who are doing great things in the community. Why was it important for you to give those platforms to those people who are working with our youth and doing so many other things in our community?
Because I really feel like it's important for people to know and understand that we're not just talking about, okay, support Black-owned businesses and Black-owned dollars. We're also talking about the youth and the ones that are coming up behind us. So many of the businesses that I interviewed and even the models that I interviewed have other platforms that they use to help elevate youth and to empower youth. And so I really want to make sure that people know and understand what that's about. I spoke with one business owner in particular that she takes in the youth after they have been released from the foster care system. So basically they age out. And a lot of these youths, they don't know what to do after that. They don't have any life skills. They don't have any job training. And she brings them in and she gives them these life skills and these job training skills so that they can go out and do something different as opposed to entering a world of crime, selling drugs, stealing, and those kind of things that eventually put them back into a system that's already broken. And so she's a really, really good example of why I wanted to make sure that I talked a little bit about some of the other things they're doing outside of business to help the young people.
That is amazing. Breaking the side effects of the oppression that Black people and brown people have been in as well. I love that, first of all, that young lady is doing that work with our youth, because being in an institutionalized, you just are institutionalized. You have that mindset. And so I'm glad that she's doing the work that she's doing, and you've given her the spotlight to showcase that, because our youth are essentially us. We were once youth, and they're going to grow up and become adults. So essentially, right, the youth are us. We're going to take a station break for some messages, but we're going to come back and talk about how the spotlight was on you and Angelo Wright Jr. So we are talking with Trish Mitchell. She is one of the co-editors of All Black Everything magazine. We're going to tell you the website information, when and how you can get it. But right now, it's time for that station break. Hold on, y'all. You are listening to Every Woman on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I am Angela Believes, joined by my fellow co-hosts and producers. Where y'all at? Una came in. She fixed her technical difficulties. We're Zooming from home, except for Rachel holding it down in the studio, running the soundboard for us. Where you at, Una? Fiona? Somebody say something.
Well, at home. I'm sitting on my couch. I have a KKFI backdrop up in my Zoom. It's got the KKFI logo and a rainbow flag, and it's superimposed on that. So that's my Zoom logo, so you don't see any of the mess from home.
cute. I like that. That's cute. Inclusion. That's what's up. Inclusion and diversity. That's what's up. And I wanted to say, we were actually sad that you put your dog up, Trish. Una was like, the dog was fine. What's your dog's name? Tell us. Because I think she, which one?
His name is Frosty, and he's a full-bred Bichon, and he's very, very, very smart. But he's also a trained noisemaker, so anytime he hears a noise outside, he thinks it's something that he needs to handle.
I thought it was great because they're at KKFI, especially on our Every Woman show. You know, we're about family, we're about reality, and that is reality. Reality is our kids, reality is our pets, and reality is, you know, getting a lot of things done at once to stand up for what is right.
And you know what? With you saying that, Una, I'm going to say reality is that for me, all black everything is the life that I'm living, because there was a time that I had a hard time appreciating the fact that I was black. I don't feel that way no more. And I think it's just because of the environment that I was in. I started out in predominantly black school, then moved on to a predominantly white school. And when you don't see a lot of people that look like you, if you don't have that strong foundation yourself, you can get a little turned around on that. So I really am in support of all of your work, because it's not just a magazine. You all are actually changing the lives, giving exposure to people who might not otherwise have exposure to the information, opportunities, room to grow their businesses, just everything in general. So mad props to you, Trish, for creating this much needed publication, All Black Everything, because that's my truth. It is All Black Everything, and I ain't ever going to be ashamed to say that. And so but before I get into all that, I wanted to touch on that you recently did a television interview with Angelo Wright Jr., who is the co-editor and graphic designer. Tell us about that, and when can we see it?
That was awesome. That was the first time I had a news crew in my house. So it was quite an experience. Yes, it was with Channel 41 News, and I'm really, really excited. They also talked to one of the business owners that I interviewed, and they asked this business owner why they felt like it was so important. So they did two separate segments that they'll put together, and it was just a really great experience. I brought Angelo on. We made a call just to kind of talk about the layout and some of his thoughts for the article about COVID-19 and the African-American community. So we had a little bit of dialogue on the phone regarding that. And it is expected to air the first part of next week. So we're looking at about Monday or Tuesday, but I will certainly be putting that on social media so that everybody can tune in.
Awesome. So the website for your magazine, tell our listeners what that is.
That website is allblackeverythingmagazine.com. And so anybody that's interested in being in the next issue, if you have a black business or if you're a talent, an artist, a songwriter, makeup artist, and you're interested in being in the magazine, you can go onto that website. You can put your name and your contact information, and then there's a little box for you to tell me more about your business. The next issue, I have an amazing artist. He is from Nigeria, and he's going to be on the cover, and it's just going to blow you guys away. He is absolutely amazing.
I like that, connecting the African diaspora.
Yeah.
I like that, because essentially we're all one. You know, I wasn't born in Africa, but my spirit was. My body was here. So I'm just going to leave that at that. But I think it's wonderful that you're connecting the African diaspora on that, because like I said, we're all one, and we just need to be in that space. I wanted to touch on, now, have you received any pushback, or why is it All Black Everything? Have you received any negative response from All Black Everything?
Oh, absolutely. I have received so many messages in my inbox as it relates to people that are pushing inclusion, and they are so against what I'm doing because they feel like it's not all inclusive. And I try my best to explain to them that I have so many other businesses that I run that are all inclusive. However, we have, as you indicated, been under oppression of some kind, whether physical or mental, for the last 400 years. And I was reminded that, hey, this is the culture that you grew up in, and there's nothing wrong with you celebrating this culture. So many other cultures celebrate their culture. Hispanics celebrate their culture. Asians celebrate culture. And nobody throws rocks at them indicating, hey, you're not being all inclusive. So I feel like I have every right to say, hey, these are my people. Look what they're doing. They're making a positive impact in their community. And these are some of the issues that we face. And so I've explained that time and time again. And so for anybody that continues to have issues with inclusion in All Black Everything magazine, there are plenty of magazines that you can support if you don't want to support this one. But I really feel very, very strongly that it's okay for me to celebrate the culture that I was born into.
You better preach. So I just want to clarify for my own personal understanding and for our listeners, when you say inclusion, that means, does that mean race-wise as far as like adding white people into it? Okay, perfect. So she's shaking her head, everybody. We're on Zoom, so I just want to make sure y'all know that this is our time. It is time that Black people have the center stage and that we are truly and strongly supporting one another, because I had looked at your Facebook page and you talked about we really control where all these dollars go, these millions of dollars go. And so if we put that money into our own communities, whether you're in Kansas City, Missouri, or Los Angeles, California, if you find your Black businesses, your Black organizations in your community and fund them, that's how we accelerate our economic growth. We've done it before, people, and they've destroyed it. When I say they, I'm speaking of white racists.
Yes.
They bombed it, destroyed it. And so this is wonderful that I just love to hear these platforms that are being created for us, Black, for us and by us. That's important.
Yes.
I love Black-owned and Black-operated businesses. And people, that's what we need to get more to of. Teach your children, reteach, teach yourself. Let's talk more about what we can expect in All Black Everything. Can you share any of the organizations or companies that you've interviewed so far?
Yes, absolutely. So I had the opportunity to interview an amazing decorating company, event decorating and event planning. It's called Event Palace, and they do a tremendous work. So anything that you're celebrating, they are decorating. And so they are absolutely outstanding. They had some COVID responses with their business, and so they had to shift a little bit, and they do yard signs, so it's no contact. If you want to celebrate a birthday or a graduation or whatever the case may be, they do yard signs. Really, really, really amazing people. I also interviewed a really, really spectacular hairstylist, and she does all kinds of hairstyles, from natural styles to locks to silk presses, anything that you want done to your hair, she can do that for your hair. And I really want to point out that All Black Everything magazine also keeps at the forefront some of the victims that we have heard about as it relates to police brutality. We're talking about Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. We are wanting to make sure that those things are not just hashtags or something that's just a bleep on our radar and it's in today and out tomorrow. We really need to keep the Black Lives Matter movement alive. And my fear is that with our short attention spans, that we'll be on to something else. And I don't want that to happen. I want us to continue to fight for justice for these people. And I want us to use our voice to put an end to this police brutality that's taking the lives of Black and brown people at an incredible rate. And so I just wanted to make sure to throw that out there as well.
Awesome. And with that being said, I don't know what your plans are for your publication, but might you have something about the victims who were murdered because of their Black race, whether it was by police or just white racist, period? Might you have like an article on Different People Monthly in your magazine? Is that what you all are thinking of doing?
Yes, and that's it, absolutely. The first one is George Floyd, but I also have an article dedicated to simply say their names. And it's got the names of so many, too many Black and brown people that have been murdered at the hands of law enforcement, unjustly, unarmed Black men and women. And so I also just wanted to put that in there, say their names, just so that we keep their names alive. But yes, you are absolutely correct. It's a quarterly issue, and so we will have someone that we're talking about in particular, in depth, and the first one is George Floyd.
Awesome. So glad that you're continuing that work, and like you said, keeping it in the forefront, because it's important, and when time passes, you know, we can go back to, it's not even a regular, we could just time passes. And so I thank you for keeping that very important Black Lives Matter in the forefront and having that on a platform because it's so necessary. Yes. And Fiona, you made a comment about it's been tough for businesses with this COVID. Did you want to elaborate on that any?
Oh, it was the people that she interviewed that did the event decorating. With so many events shutting down, like we've seen at KTFI with not being able to have our normal events, that must be really hard for them. And that shifting to doing yard signs when that's all people can do for people's birthdays and things is a really clever shift and shows great ingenuity, and they sound well worth supporting. And while I'm talking about supporting people, one of the things I saw coming out of the Black Lives Matter movement was so many people using their voices to uplift and share Black-owned businesses, to use their platform to support other people and to share those links. And as a white person, that's all I can do is use my voice to support your voice and magnify you, because you've got to take the lead. It is your business and your struggle. And I just want to be here for you. And any access that we can get to information to help and support local Black-owned businesses, especially at this time, is awesome to have. So thank you for this magazine.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for your support. Thank you.
And I just want to point out that August is listed as National Black Business Month. However, don't get it twisted. Black business is actually every day, folks. So please, please, please support your Black businesses. You know, we have overcome a lot of prejudice, a lot of injustice, to be where we are today. And this is because of our ancestors who were before us. They laid down their lives so that we could be in the position that we are today. So it's important that we keep pushing forward. It's important that we keep putting that information out there and supporting one another, like Trish is doing with bringing businesses and giving them interviews and platforms in her magazine and organizations. And I mean, All Black, everything out. So will you, something that I think is sensitive in the Black community is religion. Will you also touch on religion in your publication?
We have not talked yet about touching on religion. There are some, I don't want to say undertones, but there are some, there's some religious talk in there, and it's more spiritual than it is religion. As it relates to, for example, the law enforcement officer that I interviewed, her name is Officer Major, and she was talking about encountering individuals that are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and being in a position where she's gotten spit on, and she's been kicked, and she's been called some of the most egregious names that she's ever heard. And so in some of those instances, she has been able to have a word of prayer with these people. And so that kind of thing is shared, and it is talked about in All Black Everything magazine, because I think that it's really, really important to be grounded in your spirituality, whatever that is, to be grounded in that spirituality. And so, yes, we do have some of that in All Black Everything magazine. It's not a your religion, my religion kind of thing, but it's more so tapping into that spirituality and whatever that is, and using that to propel yourself and to guide yourself through life.
I appreciate that. And this magazine sounds like it has something for everybody, whether you're young, middle-aged, or mature. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're highlighting our artists, I mean, just giving everybody a platform. What is it your hopes for you and the team at All Black or Black Girl? Tell me the name again.
All Black Everything Magazine.
All Black Everything Magazine. What is it the hopes that this magazine will do for our community and Abound, not just for the Kansas City community, but for and Abound? What is it that you hope it does?
I really, really hope that it shows people that we do a lot more than play sports. We do a lot more as it relates to our communities than is depicted in the news where crime is concerned. We do a lot of amazing things, and I really hope that it sheds some light on that. Our plan for All Black Everything magazine is to take this magazine nationwide. I would love to see All Black Everything magazine on every newsstand, just like your Ebony magazine, just like your Jet magazine. I would like to see All Black Everything be a part of that as well. And so we really are going to really push for distribution. We really want to get as much attention and media focus on this as possible so that we can take it to the next level and so that anybody who wants to obtain a copy can obtain a copy, and whatever information that's in the magazine that they can use, that they take that information from the magazine and use it to do something great or to improve their own lives if that's what is needed.
I love that. So if y'all heard me talking while Trish was talking, as this is a real show, it's reality. I had to tell my son I love him as he was exiting out the world there. So I that is phenomenal. How can we help you to get this publication nationwide? What can we do?
What I would love for people to do is if you obtain a copy of this magazine, just tell somebody about it. Just talk about it. Just tell somebody. If you're in the magazine, say, hey, I'm in this great magazine. You ought to purchase a copy. Here's where you can get a copy. Or if you have the magazine and you find something in the magazine that you find useful, just share that with somebody and say, hey, I know you said that you needed a new nail technician. Here is a 15-year-old self-taught nail technician that does an amazing job. You might want to look into this. So just to share the news, share the information around, and that's the fastest way to get things going. Share it on your social media. Talk about it. And so I really would like for anybody that encounters this magazine, whether you're in it or you just have a copy, just to share it.
Now, I know we touched on being spiritual a few minutes ago. Is this a spiritual quest for you, creating All Black Everything?
It is. It is a spiritual quest for me. And the reason being is that I know at 50 years old what my purpose is. And my purpose here is to make a difference. I think I talk a lot about my businesses and my entrepreneurship, and people see success all over it. But what's more important than that to me is to be significant. And so for me, it's a spiritual journey because my goal is to impact as many lives as I can for the better and for the positive through any entrepreneurial quest that I have or through any of my businesses or services. I also started a life coaching business. I was certified back in November, and my office actually opens in Northtown, and actually it just opened today. And so I use that, again, another platform to help people to understand some of the things that they're battling internally and to be able to identify those things so that they can give those things a name and then address them using some of the tools and resources that I have. So yes, to answer your question, everything I do is about my purpose and my reason for being here. And for me, when I go to bed at night, I can smile knowing that I've done something to change somebody's life for the better.
Trish, I'm about to ask you this again. I asked you this the last time we talked last year on our interview. How do you have the time to do all that you do? I want to run it down again. You have your own companies, Ish Eyewear.
Yes.
No Baby Go. You have your own production company. You started your life coach. You now have All Black Everything magazine publication. Is there anything I missed that you want to share with us?
I still have Go Baby Go Activewear. Go Baby Go Activewear was affected by COVID because there are not a lot of gatherings where kids are. However, I still have Go Baby Go alive and well, and I have a great amount of inventory for the summer of 2021. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there with Go Baby Go. But yes, all of those, you hit the nail on the head.
Oh, Noah's Pals book. Can't forget that. How do you have the time, and where do these ideas come from? To create where did the ideas come from and the confirmation for you to go ahead and create it?
Every single idea has been given to me by God. It's always been a vision. I believe that people perish due to a lack of vision, and that's the word, and I stand on that. And so every single thing, it feels a lot like a download. It really does. It comes to me in a download. So many things and so much of the time, I have to keep a notepad and a pen by my bedside because I get visions in the middle of the night and I have to get up and write them down, whether it's a vision for a new production, which I have a new production coming out this year and next year. I have to get up in the middle of the night and write them down. And God is just downloading these visions. And when he does, I act on them. And when I act on them, he blesses my effort. And that's just the way it's been from the time that I got started with all of this.
Now, do you believe that it's because of your obedience and doing what God has asked you to do why your businesses have been successful and visions keep coming to you?
Yes, I absolutely believe that it's because of my obedience, and not just my obedience, because I'm pretty fearless. I'm pretty fearless. I just feel like you have to approach things with that mindset. If you approach things with the mindset that it's going to fail, then you're right, it's going to fail. And so I approach things as if I can do all things, literally that I can do all things. I don't believe that there's anything that I can do, be a part of, or put my hands on that will fail. And that's just the belief that I have in myself and the power that be. So I don't approach things with fear or doubt. I approach them and I give it all that I can. And I, in my own strength, can only do so much. So I rely on God to pave the way.
And you heard that. For those of you who are sitting at home, your car, or wherever you may be, if you have been desiring or have the urge or want to start your own company or business, you heard how it's done, just to have that mindset to not ever fail. And if you have a higher power that you believe in, I highly suggest that you have conversations with that higher power on what it is you need to do to further your career success. So I want to go ahead and tell our listeners again when your publication is going to be coming out and where they can get it. And also for those who are interested in being part of, you know, included into your publication, how they can do that.
Okay, so we are looking at a January 15th launch, and that is for the digital version of the magazine. And then 1 week thereafter, we will have the printed copies of the magazine. Those, both digital and paper, can be purchased at allblackeverythingmagazine.com. And anybody who is interested in being a part of the next issue can also send their information through on allblackeverythingmagazine.com. There is a place for your name, your contact information, and then to provide additional information about your business, your product, or your service that you offer.
Awesome. And is there a deadline for those who want to be part of the next issue? It's quarterly, right?
That is correct.
So that next one would be in April. Around April?
Would be in April, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, folks, if you need a deadline, get it to by April the 1st, and then that information, is that what you're looking for?
They would have to send me their information by March 1st because I will have to take their information down, and then I have to schedule an interview. So all of the interviews have been over Zoom. And so once I've had the interview with them, then because I am a writer, I'm also writing the article. So I need time to interview everybody and then write their article. And then once I'm done writing the article, I send the article to them to make sure I got dates and times and names right. And once they give me the thumbs up, then we move forward with their article and move into print and production.
Awesome. So I'm going to say it one more time, folks. So if you're interested in being part of All Black Everything in the magazine, you have the deadline of March 1st to reach out to Trish Mitchell. And I just want to talk about the website. I went on there and it says the acronym ABLE. I thought that was really cool for
yeah.
All Black Everything. Tell us, what does that mean? I feel like it means something, the acronym ABLE. What's it mean?
It's ABE magazine, and so that's just it. What it means is all black everything, and that's it. And it speaks for itself. It's everything black. It's all black everything. Whether you sing, I've got some amazing artists that sing and songwriters, and they are a triple threat. They sing. One of my artists, he sings and he acts. He's so incredibly talented that he's been in my productions as well. His name is Jerron Nichols, and so they have such amazing talent. It's literally all black everything. And I'm so, so, so excited. I don't know if I've ever been as excited about anything as I am about this. And I really would like to have some type of launch. I wanted to do an in-person, but it's not safe to do that with COVID. Maybe a big Zoom party where I invite people to bring a glass of champagne and come on and toast with us at the launch of this magazine, because I really think that that's another notch for the African-American community, and it's really something that we need. I know I mentioned the negatives and the naysayers, but the positive response to ABE magazine has been outstanding. And so that's the part that I lean on, because people have come out in support and said, absolutely, we need this. I even wrote the mayor's office, so I'm kind of on their list right now waiting to hear back.
I think that's an amazing idea to do a Zoom with that. Champagne, wine, juice, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's a great camaraderie that you can set up with that. That sounds fantastic to me. Is there anything that you want us to know that we hadn't covered about All Black Everything ABE magazine?
I feel like we've covered everything. The biggest thing for me is the support. I just want to make sure that we give this magazine legs. I would like for everybody to come out in support of the magazine. If you don't read magazines and don't care to, get a copy for somebody else. You know, just really come out in support. I want to be very clear about one thing, and that is that any of the businesses featured in the magazine, whether they're Black-owned businesses or Black talent, or they have a service, is at no cost. And so I want to be very clear that that's my giving back, because I want to be able to support Black businesses and those that are doing amazing things in our community. So there's no cost for them to be in the magazine. I am fronting all the costs for publishing. I'm taking my time, and I'm also fronting the cost for printing. And if you know anything about color printing, it's not cheap. And so I just want to be very clear for anybody who's reluctant, thinking, oh, I got to pay $100. No, there's no cost for you to be a part of this publication.
Thank you for shedding light on that. I think that thought was kind of circling in my mind. So I'm glad that you were able to share that. So again, you don't have to put out no money. You don't have to front no chips, no coins, none of that.
Right.
So that's awesome. We are going to be preparing for our station break, but I want to give an opportunity for our listeners to call in and ask Trish any questions that you have about All Black Everything magazine, which is going to be coming out digital January the 15th, and then the print to follow about a week or so later. So our number is 816-931-5534. Again, that is 816-931-5534. If you have any questions or comments for Trish Mitchell about her new publication, All Black Everything, okay, feel free to give us a call. And it's about time for us to take that station break. We're going to come back with some more information with Trish Mitchell. So hold on, folks. You are listening to Every Woman on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I am Angela Belize. I'm joined with my co-host and co-producers, Fiona and Una Nowling, and Rachel, who is engineering for us, holding it down on the soundboard. We have been talking with Trish Mitchell, who is the co-editor of All Black Everything magazine, acronym, a.k.a. ABE, All Black Everything magazine, learning a lot about all of the different human beings who are going to be in here who are Black, doing a lot of different things and amazing things in the community and for our community. Now, Una, Fiona, Rachel, I've hogged up enough time. I can't say I don't hog up time. I've hogged up enough. Is there anything that you all wanted to say to Trish or our listeners regarding All Black Everything magazine? Okay.
I don't want to steal your time. You have awesome questions, and I know we've had Trish on as a guest before, and she is always awesome. I have a bad habit of overusing the word awesome when I'm talking to and about our guests on here, but it's the only word that describes the guests that we have on Every Woman and that we find. It's always, I get new friends and new inspiration from our guests, and it's always a pleasure to have them on.
Thank you. Anybody else? Unmute your mic and come in. And when I was saying All Black Everything, y'all couldn't see me. It's like I was doing the nay-nay from the shoulders up. Too bad y'all couldn't see because we're on Zoom. Okay, so I wanted to say, for your news interview, oh, Miss Celebrity, the news crew that was talking to you about All Black Everything. Tell us when we should be on the lookout for that again, accompanied via phone with your co-editor and graphic designer, Angelo Wright Jr.
So we're looking to have that news interview featured on Channel 41 News either Monday or Tuesday of next week. If you can follow my Facebook, you will see the time, the exact date and time I will post that. But at this particular time, we're looking at either Monday or Tuesday.
Awesome. So Una has a question that she typed in here. She had wanted to know where the magazine will be distributed.
So at this particular time, it's only online. This is a brand new production. We are looking for distribution on the magazine, but that may take a little bit of time to get it out there. They typically look to see, okay, how popular is it? How well is it moving? And that kind of thing. And so we're looking to get a big push behind it so that we can get distribution for it. But at this time, digital and paper magazines can be purchased through the website, which is allblackeverythingmagazine.com.
And who is that brother on the cover? Tell us who that is.
That is my co-editor, Angelo Wright Jr.
That's Angelo Wright Jr.
Yes. So not only is he my feature business for Discover Your Design, he is also, and we're still working out the kinks on this, but he is also the brand ambassador for Ish Eyewear. And so what you see him wearing on the cover is an amazing pair of men's Ish Eyewear. And so, yes, he is
marketing. Yes.
Yes, he is absolutely amazing. Every time he buys a pair and posts it on Facebook, it just lights up and everybody wants to know, where did you get those? And so I had to pull him in as it relates to Ish Eyewear because he just really makes my eyewear look good.
And you know what? I owe you a photograph with my Ish Eyewear that I purchased with my bomb purple frame. So I'm going to have to get that out. I'm going to shoot it for today. And now that I done said it, it has to be done. So I'm going to post a picture of myself with Ish Eyewear on my Instagram. I am Angela Belize is where you can check it out. And Trish, there I go with that Tish after saying Ish Eyewear. Trish. Tell us how our listeners, again, can, I want them to be able to look at the cover of All Black Everything magazine. Tell them how they can do that. Where do they go for that?
So if you want to look at the cover for the January issue, just go to the website. And again, that is allblackeverythingmagazine.com. And you will see the amazing cover as well as some of the highlights for the stories that are inside the magazine.
Awesome. And for those who are interested in being featured in the magazine as a business or organization for the next publication that will be coming out in April, you can contact Trish no later than March 1st for an interview and everything else that she needs to do to qualify you or not to be in the All Black Everything magazine.
Correct.
So once again, thank you so much again for joining us with this great, I don't even know what to call it, but this greatness that you've come with for our people, for our Black community. And it, hold on, I just want to make sure everybody understands. Now, this is for the Black community, by the Black community, but anybody can learn. You should want to learn about the Black community. So this is for anybody. This is for a white person. This is for a brown person. Pick up that magazine so you can learn about what our people are doing in the Black community, which is ultimately servicing the community at large.
Yeah.
So again, I want to thank you. Any final words before we have to wrap up here? Trish, do you have anything final that you wanted to share with our listeners before we wrap up?
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on, every woman. This is an amazing platform. I greatly appreciate it. Everybody, if you follow me on Facebook, just follow me at Trish Mitchell. The nickname is Trishy Poo, so that's how you can tell my Facebook from some other Trish Mitchells on there. And just follow along and keep in touch and learn more about the magazine if you want to be a part of it and the release and the Zoom launch. Just follow Trish Mitchell on Facebook.
Awesome. This has been a pleasure. Una, Fiona, Rachel, anything I had to say before we out? All right. My
thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you. So, thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. This has been our show for this week on Every Woman. Be sure to tune in next week, same place, same time. Well, I'll be talking with, we will be talking with Kimberly D. Worthy. Google her in the meantime if you don't know who it is, but it's going to be another great show. So thank you for sticking with us. Take care, and remember, with God, all things are possible.
And thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of Every Woman. Stay tuned, because Urban Connections is next.